Denise, thank you so much for being here. And I mentioned earlier that this lady is going to be in the studio with us, and she is really a phenomenal lady. And she is like doing so many wonderful, incredible things. Now, she's an entrepreneur. She's a dancer, a choreographer, a mom. Well, I was going to say a mommy, but a mother. Mm-hmm. I was going to say both of those words at the same time. And now an author, Lasonda Campbell. How you doing?
I am great, Lynn. Thank you for inviting me.
It is an honor to have you here. Thank you. Now the book, let's get right into it.
Okay.
Passion Power Play.
Yes.
Is the name of the book. Propel your passion into profitable results.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's really turning your passion into profit. We used to have, we had a seminar that we did a long time ago for Meeting in Ladies Room that was titled that.
Mm-hmm.
But what inspired you?
Well, I think that I've lived my passion most of my life. And when I was not, I was really uncomfortable. All of my motivation has come from things I was really, really passionate about. And so as I began my life, I started several businesses. And I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but finding out what was the right area for me, right?
Yeah.
That was a process for me. And so every time I found something that was within my passion, I just worked it, and it just ran.
Now, I didn't mention, I mean, as far as dancers are concerned, I mean, of course, S Factor. I mean,
right.
You created the choreographer, and I mean, you guys have won competitions all over the country.
Yes.
And hey,
yes.
S Factor. Hey,
hey,
Ash,
hey,
BB. Okay.
Everybody.
I know she knows that. Oh, I'm the only one we call her BB. Her name's Ursula, but anyway.
Yeah.
So that's what propelled you, though, was it finding, how did you find that? Because I know dancing is obviously your passion.
Wow. I was, I opened up a staffing agency back in the early 2000s, and I was very stressed. You know, I love creating stuff. That's really kind of a lot of my passion is wrapped into that. So I love creating stuff and seeing new things flourish. And when I opened up the agency, I worked that for quite a while, and I enjoyed the startup part of it. But then when it got to all the nuts and bolts of, you know, the day-to-day operations and all of that stuff, it was enjoyable, but I kind of lost that kind of love for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the way I am. I think, wait, what's your sign? When is your birthday?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay, I was going to say maybe an Aries, and you're Virgo. You're
I'm
crazy.
A Virgo, yeah.
Aries, we'll leave it in a minute. Okay.
Yeah. So my mom had moved here, and she was working with me in the office, and we were so stressed out, you know, just different. We had various contracts, and I mean really good contracts from large companies, and just the stress of kind of managing that, we went to a local happy hour, and we saw dancers there, and we were just captivated by partner dancing, you know, and it was just amazing to see. So as our stress reliever, we ran in the class a couple of times a week and tried to relieve some stress, and we just got hooked on it.
So was that when Jerry Palmer was teaching the
yes,
classes?
Yes,
I saw that in your book. Yes.
Jerry was teaching.
And he still is.
He is still
oh, so good.
teaching. Yes, he's still doing his thing. So, yeah.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. And then the rest, it was just history. You just got
so
into
from
it.
From there, yes, I started competing, went to several local, several competitions, and I did really well there. I got first place, you know, at most of the competitions. And then after that, I started a ladies group. And from the ladies group, formed S Factor. A lot of guys wanted to be in with the ladies.
Ladies, yeah. They
and
said,
so
hey.
They ran right in, and that.
And I mean, you guys are fabulous.
Thank
if you have never seen S Factor, most people have around here. But if you haven't, man, you are really, it's just amazing. It's just amazing what you do. So now you've written this book, okay,
yes.
And really it's to help people to discover things, and you give steps along the way on how to get there, which I thought was really very interesting and very helpful. One of the things you said is that you are a right brain person.
Yes, yes.
So can you kind of break down the right brain? Because I kind of think I'm kind of right brain too after I heard that, because left brain is a little different. But
you're very creative people. can be a little, have a lot going on at times. Our whole mission is to stay focused.
That's me.
We got to stay focused and do what we do and do that well. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on all the other stuff. I've had to learn along the way is whatever I can do and I do the very best at, then I go ahead and I work that, and anything else that I can't do, I go ahead and I try to get someone to help me with it. Mm-hmm. And then it makes things run smoother for me, and I'm able to run even faster and toward what I would like to do.
Okay, that's cool. But mm-hmm. So what else about a right brain person? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're creative and we're people oriented.
Yes, very people oriented. Most times driven, very driven. We have a lot of, and we love actually being around people. Mm-hmm. And things aren't as clear for us, some things are, we have a few gray areas, what have you. Mm-hmm.
We do have some gray areas.
Yeah. So
I think I am though. And now mm-hmm. let's talk about a left brain person.
Okay. All right. They're the ones that more would gravitate more toward like math and, the sciences. They are definitely a whole lot more strict in the way that they view things. So things have to be step by step by step by step,
okay,
for them.
So anal might be a word for them. Maybe some, just a little
yeah,
bit.
On the extreme, yeah. Some can be very anal.
But I mean, they're very, probably very organized people and detailed people like that. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very
organized.
I'm definitely
right.
Yeah.
To the right. Okay.
Yeah. So I know that I am. Yeah.
To the right. To the right. Okay. That's it for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting thing, though. Mm-hmm. You also give some things like, because a lot of times when people are talking about passion, mm-hmm. What really drives them. Mm-hmm. Like Pearl found her passion and it was here with this radio station, mm-hmm. But she worked through some things to get to this particular point and building mm-hmm. this business. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people might say, well, I don't know what my passion is,
right,
What do you do? What do you say to someone that says that?
So in the book, we talk about exploring your passion. Mm-hmm. And I talk about doing all the things, writing down, all of the different things that you enjoy in life. And actually, we always have things that like our work experience. We talk about our work experience. We write all of that down. We talk about any kind of awards that we've had. We actually kind of just script our life.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. We script our life and we talk about everything that we've gravitated toward throughout our life. Try to put that on paper. And then everything that you're very passionate about, put that on paper and then take a look at it. And you'll see after I did that for myself, and you'll see things that kind of stand out for you.
For
it's
example,
really,
because I know you have a section in here where you've actually had an area where you could kind of categorize different things like your attributes.
Absolutely.
Versus some other things. And that would help because mm-hmm. I would say, well, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to write these things down. Okay, you've got to categorize them, mm-hmm. A little bit, right?
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
go for it.
Yeah, we talk about your attributes, mm-hmm. your hobbies, your work experience, education, awards and accomplishments, and your associations and memberships. And so when you list all of those areas and you kind of start putting together things about your life, you'll start seeing a lot of common themes within your life.
Especially for you? Just for an example.
For me, I was a communications major. Mm-hmm. I love journalism and writing. And then, but my goal was never to write a book. But it's like I fell back into that. I fell back into my first love and my first passion. I was a dancer in college. And I fell back into dancing when I moved here to Dallas and started the S Factor dance team. My work experience, actually, I started when I was in college. I worked at a insurance agency, and it was the model for State Farm at the time was being an independent agent. And so the agent there, it was like running her own office. So she taught me so many tips about being an entrepreneur and, managing a day-to-day business that I even fell back into that. So after you list everything, you kind of see
And you also was one of the first African Americans to work at Piggly Wiggly in Tennessee.
You didn't have to bring that one up.
Yes. It's in the book.
I know.
It is
in the book.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
from there, I I've always thought that it was okay being the first.
I think that's a great seed to plant, mm-hmm. though.
You
should
have made a note. You were the first African American to leave Piggly Wiggly.
I know, right?
Oh, but one of the good points is that You've gone back and you see, obviously, plenty of African-Americans working now.
There are more
Know, you had set the tone.
They were so surprised to see me when they walked in, And it's funny. I can laugh about it now. But, being in a cashier's role in the very front and dealing with everybody's money and being able to touch everybody, that was different then.
Yeah, because there weren't any blacks there. They had none of us. Okay, so you're coming in there and you're the first face they see.
Exactly. Now, we had, people who stopped in the back, like maybe one or two who had just kind of started, but
they weren't out front, basically.
No,
they were in the back.
They were
in the
back.
You know what's sad about that? You're young. You're not 90.
Exactly. When I thought about it, I said, wow.
So young,
sad. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Wow. Did you encounter any racism?
Well, yes. I had one of my managers actually used to come by and he would say racial innuendos and it's funny how I didn't really know how to respond at that time. You're thrown in this position. You don't really know how to respond. But it's funny how at the end of when I was getting ready to leave and go off to college and everything, our relationship actually developed, and that's when I started to learn that a lot of people, that's what it's a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. And when he got to know me, we actually were okay. So,
it's also a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What you don't know.
Right. Exactly. He didn't know how to respond to me. He would just, and I was just working and he would just come up to the cashier and just say a little word and just move on,
Like so. What?
She's ready to fight.
You're ready to go off.
I don't
even want to say
okay.
It
wasn't the N-word.
It wasn't the N-word, but it was another little word that they used to use in Tennessee,
Well, this is
the
internet.
I don't want to plant the angry seeds because,
You're trying to, stay in positive.
Right, I want to be left.
That's okay, it'll pass. But that's good, though. At least that is still, so that was one of the seeds, actually, though, that set the foundation for you, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then what else? Anything else?
As I thought about all of my, we talked about my education, everything, all of my background kind of just pushed me and propelled me into that. I did a lot of work on my MBA before I left Tennessee. And I can remember being in class thinking, wow, this seems so difficult to have a company. It just seems like the book was so thick and we had so many different, things.
Yeah, it gets overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming. And then when I got out and I started walking piece by piece, I started figuring out it wasn't as difficult as it seemed, what have you. Mm-hmm. Not that you don't have your difficulties, but, just to walk in it and take each piece day by day.
So. And I think that's the hard part, too, because mm-hmm. I know, like I said, I am one of those right brains. In my mind, I'm all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I got this here. Okay, what about that, mm-hmm. and you have to pull it all together. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about one of the things that I did like about the book too is that, again, you have steps on how to get some things done and how to figure some things out, because mm-hmm. a lot of it is figuring it out. Mm-hmm. And so you talk about on page 16, you talk about the personality test mm-hmm. that you can take. Mm-hmm. And I remember some time ago taking the Myers-Briggs mm-hmm. Indicator, mm-hmm. but there were some other ones here, the mm-hmm. Big Five. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I got to try mm-hmm. a couple of these. Mm-hmm. Temperament. What about mm-hmm. that? Temperament and character inventory?
Yes.
Okay.
There are a lot of all of these tests, and they're actually have all different approaches by different scientists and people within the community. And the one that I kind of leaned toward, I think more so, was the Big Five personality test, because it was a lot quicker for me to just get through.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly. Some of them are so intense, you got books and books of stuff, what have you. Mm-hmm. But it's helpful because it really helps you find out, the person that you are, so that you can can kind of guide your life in that way. A lot of things were very common to the way that I respond to certain things, whether it's how I get along with my coworkers, how I, you know, get along with, you know, family and friends, and even making new friends. It's a lot of different things that are involved in the personality test that show you, you know, maybe you shouldn't be a people person if you're, you know, not really, you know,
right.
You know, interested in that. So
that's true. So that mm-hmm. makes a difference.
Right.
What were you? Oh, I thought you were getting ready to say something when we're talking about speaking of people, mm-hmm. people. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not one of those.
Right.
You already know.
Oh, God. Yeah, she really is. She says that, but she really is a good people person. But she just has special moments. That's basically it. That may be the best way to put it. But
and what's funny is I'm quiet, too. Most people.
Oh, she's not
think.
Quiet, but go ahead.
She's not quiet. Well, I'm not. Very reserved. So
you are.
It takes people a while. They don't think that I'm as really as talkative as I really am.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that really comes from. But I'm very reserved. And then when I get to know you, I kind of open up. So
yeah, I think everybody's different like that. And being a Virgo, that makes a difference mm-hmm. because once they get to know you, they talk a lot. My mom was a Virgo, and you know, one of my good friends is a Virgo. Mm-hmm. So there are other things in here too that I really liked. You talked about you know, objections and affirmations and mm-hmm. things like that. I mean, things to help you along the way mm-hmm. Stay positive mm-hmm. because especially when you're trying to figure it out and get to the next level mm-hmm. Of your life. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what age you are, does mm-hmm. it? It's just
not at all. And the thing about objections is that is really what make or break you. That's what I've, you know, kind of learned along the way. And that's why I wanted to kind of get these out. Like, for instance, I just don't have the money. I don't have enough time. My skills are not up to par. I need this first or that first. We have so many things that stop us from just moving forward. And so I turn those objections into affirmations so that you can start thinking about it in a more positive light
mm-hmm.
and move forward.
And I like that because objection number one, I don't have the money. Mm-hmm. That's my life. Mm-hmm. I will put in the work toward my passion and funding will come. So mm-hmm. that's the affirmation. So
absolutely.
It's like the positive right next to the negative.
Absolutely. My first business that I opened, I opened it with $1,500. I think that I had borrowed some from an uncle and did, you know, it was just like I kind of wrote down kind of a plan of what I wanted to do. And he thought that I was passionate enough to get it done. And so sometimes you have to just put the work in motion and then, you know, you'll find sources that'll help you along the way.
Along the way. That's mm-hmm. a good way. That's a good way to look mm-hmm. at it. And then my skills are not up to par. Ha ha ha.
Right. That most people think, okay, they have to be able to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do everything. You know, you do what you're good at and you delegate the things that you're not good at. That's what we were talking about, you know, like really making your strength very strong,
mm-hmm.
Being as strong as you can with what you're strong at and then getting help with the rest. So.
Okay. It's a lot of steps, but what I do like about it too, that it is an easy read. So you can kind of go into, I can find things and it's mm-hmm. not like, okay, gosh, this is going to take, you know, 700 pages to
right.
get through. You don't have to. But, and also now I didn't get a chance to look this up, but I will look this up because this stuck to my heart
mm-hmm.
and that is the affirmations. I mean, we talk about objectives, but mm-hmm. affirmations are real important
absolutely.
To me. And so when you have a, is it a resource? It's a vitalaffirmations.com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they have lots of positive affirmations and then you can create your own.
Absolutely. So, what I realized when I was going through some of the research on affirmations, I realized that, okay, there are some that are applicable to everybody, you know, to kind of get your start and, you know, make sure that you remain positive. Mm-hmm. And then as you write your script, like I've suggested before, there are certain things that may just be, an area for you that you may need to create your own affirmation for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people don't think that, especially the age thing. Oh, I'm just too old. And, you know, they just stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't move forward and don't do anything else about it. So creating a positive affirmation on the things that you feel like that keep pulling you.
So say, I'm young and sexy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm young and I can
sexy.
Do it.
.com.
Right. today.
You know what? Who I always look at Irma P. Hall when it comes to the never too old thing, because mm-hmm. you know she was well past her prime
mm-hmm. yeah.
when she became the star on Soul Food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean that's
true. And you know the thing about it is mm-hmm. she's still acting now.
Still. Absolutely.
Still yeah. going strong right now. So
never too late.
That right. is a good. You know, and it's and I tell you, I'm guilty of that because I think, well, gosh, you know, I'm at this prime of my life, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and what can I do? And I have, you know, you have to figure mm-hmm. out the talents that you
right.
have and
right.
continue to make those talents work mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've got a book signing coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about just who you are as,
okay.
as a person as okay. we get into this book, Passion Power Play, on DFWIRadio.com.
Way I like it. I try to catch a spot on a Saturday night, and that's the way I like it. No matter where we go, girl, we just gonna ride, so don't you try to fight it. So cut off the phone, bump that song, let's get it on, cause that's the way I like it.
Like it. That's a nice jam right there. The E Family with Miss Sheila E with her bad self.
God, I like it.
On DFWIRadio.com. We're inside of the ladies' room. I'm Lynn Hayes. I am so glad you're with us. And we've been talking to my girl, LaShonda Campbell. And she is a phenomenal entrepreneur. Of course, the author of the book, Passion Power Play. And we're just really talking about finding your passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to say that if anybody has a question, the number to call is 214-317-4855. God, and LaShonda will be more than happy to answer that question for you. Mm-hmm. So now, you have something on your website. You yes. talk about the 30-Day Passion Challenge.
Yes, it is the 30-Day Passion Challenge, and if you go to www.lasondacampbell.com, and that's LASONDACAMPBELL.com, you'll find a link, and that link takes you directly into the page where we're going to start working the 30-Day Passion Challenge. Mm-hmm. And so basically, what we want to do within the 30 days, it starts on December 1st, we're going to go through and we're going to talk about all the principles in the book, and we're going to start scripting our lives, and we're going to talk about our work history, our hobbies. Each day is going to have like one little thing, and it's not going to be very tedious, but enough to let you know that you can move toward your passion by just doing one step each day. And at the end of the 30 days, we're going to take one day off for Christmas. So mm-hmm. on December 31st, it ends. At the end of the 30 days, starting in January, you'll be ready to go out there and propel your passion and make profit off of it and live a happier life. I had a quote from Steve Jobs. Co-founder and chairman, CEO of Apple.
Uh-oh, it's Pearl's. This is Pearl's. Dog right there.
He says, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And that's what we're going to work on within yeah. 30 days. We're going to find that which we're passionate about.
And it's interesting because even though we're doing things just like with you, Pearl, I mean, she's been around radio, you know, all her life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you never thought like that you would be creating an internet radio station.
No, when I stopped working for terrestrial radio, I thought that's it. Mm-hmm. And then through it was actually Steve Jobs technology. I open my Apple computer and I'm like, oh, look at all this stuff I can do here. Look at this. And yeah, there it was. So you can.
And she did, you know, she worked on so many different things. It wasn't like she came directly to that again.
Exactly.
But it's like it brought her back. But we, you know, tried a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's just start working toward this mm-hmm. and working toward this. Mm-hmm. And here she is.
Yeah, just one step at a time, you know, just taking it day by day. And that's really what this challenge is about. It's letting you know that, I mean, just little small things, you mm-hmm. know, if you just take it one step at a time, by January, where you'll be in the frame of mind to continue moving.
Well, I'm going to take I'm going to take it too. I'll go ahead and take
all
the
right.
test that day. I'm going to get on there. You think I'm kidding?
All right,
I'll
good,
right
man.
See what I'll... else I need to do.
You're going to see what you need to do. What else you need to do.
What else? You know,
I know, because you're doing good now in your passion.
Well, I am, but you know, I'm still trying to create some things too, and mm-hmm. I'm not quite there yet. So
right.
you do want help.
Absolutely.
And you want to, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to feel like I'm not.
Right.
I'm getting
mm-hmm.
there though.
Exactly.
I am getting there. Mm-hmm. So, you, talked about there are a lot of things you talked about. Now let's talk about the, I don't know. It's in the chapter of the Players Union
mm-hmm.
when you talk about the type of people and things that you want to surround yourself with
yes.
when you're trying to build a business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely. When you talk about the Players Union, and these are all sports analogies that I use kind of throughout the book. So that's what we kind of talked. I called it the Players Union in that chapter. And basically, we talk about the spiritual advisor.
Don't pay her any attention. Just keep going. She doesn't like sports.
Okay.
I don't like sports.
So we have like your I thought that there were a few people that were helpful, a journalist or reporter, an insurance agent, a financial advisor or planner, mm-hmm. your banker, a specialty business owner, a general business owner, and an attorney. And then of all things, definitely someone spiritual advisor or someone who can help you through some of the moments that to help continue to push you
uh-huh.
in the right
exactly,
direction.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Yeah. And it's interesting because I noticed the thing that you said with the banker, where a friend of yours, I think he encouraged you to go and get a loan
mm-hmm.
and then you went and got the loan just
yes.
so you could have the experience of that. I thought that was really unique.
Yes. I was sitting in my office, and Jeff, he's from a native of Memphis, and he's done several businesses, which is another testament to you work one thing. If that's not it, you keep move on and work something else. And I think he has several Burger King franchises at the time, and then he turned into he started doing being a home builder. That was one of his passions. And so we were talking about funding, and he asked me, well, how are you on funding? And I said, well, I'm okay now. I'm, you know, beginning to make some money, and it looks like I'm growing at a normal rate, not too fast. And he said, well, you know, you need to go to the bank and take out some money. And I said, well, I don't think I really need it right now. And he said, no, he said, you go, you develop a relationship with the banker today, because the hardest thing is when you really need money to go back and ask a banker then, oh, I need it. I need, you know, you want to develop a relationship.
Which I thought was
now.
Very smart.
Yeah, it was, you know, and that's the thing about mentors. They know where to tell you to go, you know, and what to do so that you can avoid some of the really bad pitfalls or what have you.
Yeah, I thought that was really strong, because I never thought of that. I was like, oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so and he said, just keep a loan, you know, like always have, you know, and pay it back, even whether you need it or you don't need it. Just keep that relationship with that particular bank and that banker, so that once you go back, you don't even have to tell them, you know, you're in need of it now. Yeah. You know, you've already developed that relationship.
So, yeah, that was a good thing. That was a good thing to, as far as having a relationship with a banker. Also, I want to mention today, now you have a book signing today, too.
Yes.
So let's get that out there so people can come and you know, get the book.
Yes, it's from 4 to 7 at Lucky Dog, and that's in Dallas, Texas. It's on Garland Road. And it's 10.
Oh, I thought you had it. That's why. Otherwise,
10801 Garland Road at the Lucky Dog Bookstore from 4 to 7.
From 4 to 7. So you're going to just sign autographed copies and talk about the book. And
that's today.
Yes, that's today. I'll be over there.
Yeah, she's going to leave us and go straight over there.
And we'll continue the conversation there.
Okay. And there was something else too. Mm-hmm. You talked about, like, for you. You got into the dance game, and when you got into it, it was just let off steam. You enjoyed it,
right.
Blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's become a business.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's become a business.
Yeah, I know that you're looking at the exhibit here, but I started with S Factor Dance Company, and now we actually work through DISD as well, and we're going to talk about like giving back a little bit later. Because
we can do that now.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I've learned, you know, along the way is that when you have something that you're passionate about, don't think about the money right off hand. Just do it. Just get out and move and do it. I had a friend who was a principal at a elementary school, and I called her and I said, hey, I want to come out and teach children to dance. And she said, well, Asanda, you know, we don't have that in the budget right now. I can't pay you anything for it, but if you want to come, they're here. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, okay, you know. So I just went and I started working with them and everything. And then my mentor, Ann Williams, over at Dallas Black Dance Academy, she referred me to bid on a project that was actually going to be starting for the school year, working through DISD. Just so happened, I needed referrals from several different places where I had already taught within the schools. And just that summer, around the end of May and April, I had really worked different schools, and I had letters of recommendation that fell right into there.
Okay.
And so that has been like my story. Every time I just do it and do it without thought, just because that's what my heart is saying to do, it leads me in the right direction. So now we work with schools within DISD. We have the contract there. We have generally anywhere from 6 or 7 people going out a week, you know, working within the school. So
that's great. That is great. That's great.
And they teach dance. So.
Yeah. And dance it is. So I'm going to talk to you a little more about that off the air. But basically, though, you talk about different things. I mean, even the seminars, and you set it up for yourself. Like on page 61, you set it up. You said you call it the passion pinwheel.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, okay, profitable opportunities for the dance enthusiast, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Professional dancer, choreographer, dance instructor. But you're saying the person, whatever their passion is, they can actually – kind of replace the dance for what it is they do.
Yes.
And come up with these different avenues to generate revenue.
It's applicable for everybody or anybody. If you are a person that's a golf enthusiast, you can teach golf, of course. You can own a place where you people come in and learn the golf from you. Mm-hmm. You can do magazine work with golf. You can do golf events or tournaments. You know, it's all kinds of things within my passion pinwheel that you can do. One of my the stories that I love most is when I talk about David Copperfield in the beginning, and his passion, of course, is magic or illusion. And so he had a hard time convincing his parents that this was going to work. And now for him to be like one of the highest paid kind
in
of
the world.
It's insane that he took his passion and he ran with it. And, you know, he uncovered opportunities that he never knew would even be out there for him.
And that's just through the passion.
Passion.
I'm telling you, a while back when we were doing Meeting in the Ladies Room, we did a panel, and it was called Turning Your Passion into Profit. Mm-hmm. And so there were different people, women that were on the panel and talking about those things and just really encouraging people to reach inside of themselves and pull it out. Mm-hmm. And so I just, when I saw this, I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. You know, you can just, I just remember having that experience and how good of an experience that it was. And I think that the women that attended, they came away with that same, you know, burning desire, or at least some of them were touched, you know. So that's always a good thing. So now, what's your website information again, in case people want to get in touch with you?
It's www.lasondacampbell.com, and that's L-A-S as in Sam, O-N-D-A, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-L-L.com. And you can click on the 30-day challenge link, and it'll take you right into the page where we're going to start putting all the information out. And that's my Passion Power Play page that's on, located on Facebook. So.
Okay. Now, there's another thing in the book, and this is a great book for entrepreneurs. You have, it's on 53. Look at me. I got my stuff highlighted. Okay. And you have 20 marketing tips every entrepreneur should know.
Yes.
And one thing that I highlighted that stuck out to me is selling what your customers need instead of what they want can lead to failure. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. If you know that, especially when I'm writing this book on passion. So, of course, my audience are people who are very passionate. But at the same time, I've been in dance for so long that, you know, a lot of people just want to hear from me about the dance as well. So I have to be careful and cater to the needs of my audience, too. So I have to make sure that I wrap my passion and, you know, the promotions on this kind of around the things that I do in dance as well. So if you know that your audience is a particular, they have a particular need, you kind of cater to that particular need. So.
Okay, so that's it. So, you know, the dancing, and that's the foundation of a lot
that's
of it. So you want to make sure that it's included in what you're doing.
Okay. Absolutely. And then in just with my staffing agency, there are some companies who want a special touch. You know, they want that hands-on. They want to deal with someone who has the hands-on experience, and they'll come in and they do like a consultation with you. So you have to cater to what's in the market. And then there are some that just want just the best rate, the cheapest rate, and they want you to leave them alone. Mm-hmm. So just know the market, know the market and know the people that you're dealing with. And
I would be the latter, by the way.
Yeah.
But go ahead. No.
Listen to the trends in the market and kind of what's going on. So always be in the news, always be in the know, you know, about what's going on in your area.
Yeah. And your area of expertise. And just go on the internet, find books, read, you know,
absolutely.
Networking. How important is that?
Yes, it's extremely important. I talk about guilty by association.
Yeah, I like that.
And really, I don't know where I even came up with that, but
I thought it was cool, though.
Wait
a minute. I just passed it. See, we're
just passed it. Yeah, we're
it's on page 31. We're going through the book.
Right.
I did. I went through this book last night.
Good.
So I know.
So when we talk about the place that you want to be within your passion, after we script our life, after you've come, did all the things in the exhibit as far as doing your attributes and putting everything together, and you are ready, you have a script for your life prepared, and you know the things that you want to move forward to prevail, push your passion forward, mm-hmm. you should align yourselves with those particular people. So if I want to write more books, I need to align myself with people who are authors who I can get network with and mm-hmm. get more information with. I always tell people, they'll ask me different questions like, well, how did you end up writing the book? Well, I aligned myself with people who were writers mm-hmm. and they paved the way for me. And even as you're doing it, I always use moments to have photo opportunities, because when you promote and you are around other authors who are doing well, yeah. they assume you're guilty by association. Right. You're doing the exact same thing, and your book may not be quite what theirs is, but you right. know. But they just assume that you're on that exact same level. Uh-huh. So in anything that you do, I use the analogy, if you want to get into ministry, align yourself with the biggest ministers, align yourself with people like T.D. Jakes, and get around that. In
that environment, mm-hmm. yeah. And so that way, yeah, guilt by association. Correct. I like that one. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Yeah. Again, the book is Passion Power Play, Propelling Your Passion into Profitable Results. It is a great one. Where can people purchase the book?
They can go online to my website and purchase it. It will be available on Amazon coming up here within the next few weeks as well. But for right now, they can go to LaSondaCampbell.com and purchase.
And also, you have some inspirational quotes in here, too, which is from that area, Exhibit C, mm-hmm. which I thought was good as well. And then you can find your own quotes. Like I told you, that VitalAffirmations.com. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. one I'm going mm-hmm. to look at, because I love affirmations. Yes. So I need them.
Yes,
my
yes, yes.
crazy mind. I need everything I Absolutely. Can get. So this is a good deal. So what's going to be next for you?
Wow. Well, I woke up one morning and I decided that, people of course I have companion pieces that are coming with the book, like the Passion Power Playbook, which is actually a step-by-step guide mm-hmm. on how to take that passion and turn it into profitable results. I also have a journal that's coming out, a gratitude kind of journal.
Because oh, nice.
Once you're there, mm-hmm. You want to be able to give back within the community. Mm-hmm. And then working with the media, I call it Passion Power Press Play.
Yeah.
Because once you're there, you want to have good relationships with the media so that they can help push you and promote you,
Right.
And then in the story was, I woke up in one morning and I decided that when you get out of bed, you put on your clothes and you're ready to do business and you're ready to will and deal and you're ready to go out and pursue your passion. Well, I wanted a fragrance to kind of go along with that. So I've been working on a fragrance and it's called, the female fragrance will be Passion Play, and it comes out in for Valentine's Day next
year.
Oh,
nice. Uh-huh.
And the male fragrance, which is Power Play, it comes out for Father's Day. So we're going to work
out. Oh, that's great.
It's for the business professionals. So
just
that's what we're
smell
working
good.
On. Exactly.
That's
just
it. Yeah. Everybody needs to smell good.
You got to smell nice when you're pursuing your passion.
Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to share your passion with us.
Thank you.
And I'm sure that once things come back, you'll come back and then we'll talk more about it and we'll just move through it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, before we go, let everybody know about your book signing that you're on your way to.
Absolutely. I will be at Lucky Dog Bookstore from 4 to 7 today. It is at 10801 Garland Road, and that's in Dallas, Texas. So come out. We're going to just, talk and communicate and continue the conversation. So I'll be there.
All right. Well, we thank you so much as we wrap things up inside of the ladies' room on DFWIRadio.com.
Thank you.
Radio.com.